Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome. It is now officially Tuesday, May 1st, 2007. That would be about a minute past midnight here in the Central Time Zone. So welcome, all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And maybe you're at our website, franklyspeakingradio.com, which case you should know very well all about our guest. He has links on our site and certainly on the RBN site as well. And he's a sponsor of the show. We'll get him here in just a second. Before we do that, though, I'd like to sort of address something that I think a lot of you have maybe seen and heard and thought something about, and that's identity theft. It is perpetually in the news in a variety of different ways. Here is something to consider. This one came out technically earlier today or yesterday, if you want to be specific about it. NBC2.com is where I found it. Here's what it says. NBC2 has uncovered the three newest ways criminals are stealing your identity. Identity theft is one of the fastest growing crimes in Southwest Florida. During the time it takes you to read this story, more than 38 people will have their identities stolen. Many people realize that computers have made it much easier to steal your information, but you may be making it even easier. When businessman Tony Chester wants to relax and get away from the rigors of the office, he goes to a cafe with his laptop and enjoys a cup of coffee. Said Chester, quote, "This is almost an office for me," end quote. What Chester did not know is that we, meaning NBC2, were attempting to interrupt his work by hacking into his computer with the help of a computer expert named Don Abernathy. Said Abernathy, quote, "This is the original Black Hawk Cafe. This is the one we set up. I'm simply going to put up a router and attach it to their network," end quote. It took Abernathy only a few minutes to set up a Wi-Fi network that looked almost exactly like the cafe's. He said, quote, "The evil twin, if you will. I could gain access to his computer and start copying over his files," end quote. Now, I am not tech savvy, folks, but in essence, all they did was they went to a place where people are accustomed to getting wireless internet access. They basically set up a fake internet access, and then they can sit there and peruse all the files on your computer while you don't even realize what's going on. It said, in fact, it even took Chester less time to log onto our phony network than it did to log onto the cafes. NBC2 discovered evil twin hackers typically set up shop right next to wireless cafes. If we could fool one victim in a matter of seconds, imagine how much personal information the hackers are stealing. Said Dave White with Collier County Electronic Crimes, quote, "This is a huge problem," end quote. White says, catching the thieves is nearly impossible. Out of 350 cases a year, only a handful of arrests are made. Said White, quote, "It's very difficult because some of the phishing scams originate from overseas," end quote. Cyber thieves are targeting social network sites. If you have an account, you're likely a victim of our second new type of identity theft, spear phishing. Here's how it works. You're on MySpace. You get an email from someone asking you to look at some pictures. You click on the link, and it asks for your username and password. But once you enter your information, it does not go to MySpace. It goes directly to the hacker's webpage. Very interesting. We'll finish up the story. We'll get back to our guests when we come back from this short break. Only 3 minutes, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender, we as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. And before we get to our guests, let me finish up this story about these three new ways that are being reported on about identity theft, a big, big thing. Well, this one's called spear phishing, and it says a little cutting and pasting. It took Abernathy just minutes to set up a spear phishing page that looked very much like a MySpace page. NBC2 asked 55 people if they could tell the difference between the real MySpace page and the one Abernathy created. Of the 55 people polled, 33 could not tell the difference between the real MySpace page and the fake one. The third type of new identity crime involves copying machines. Say you're making copies of your Social Security card or your tax return on older digital computers. That information is stored on a hard drive. Computer experts say it is possible for hackers to get the hard drive and therefore steal your information. So, with hackers thinking up schemes faster than we can keep up, what do you do to protect yourself? Well, I think that's the perfect question for our guest this evening, author of the book Privacy Crisis, Identity Theft Prevention Plan, and Guide to Anonymous Living, author Grant Hall. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hello, are we on?
Yes, we are.
I had a little glitch there. It's a pleasure to be with you again, Frank.
I love our conversations.
This has to be one of my favorite times during the week, is to come on the show.
Well, thank you. I feel the same way.
The example you gave, it seems like I have read about that as well, or another case perhaps, but the premise behind the book, Privacy Crisis, is that privacy is really necessary to prevent this crime of identity theft that is just running rampant. It's the leading fraud crime in America today, I believe. And the discussion you had with the audience is very important. There are some rules that I believe to be very important to prevent this and to sort of let you avoid this altogether. And that is, first and foremost, if you live a private lifestyle, you're going to be way, way ahead of the game. And to start with the computer, registering the computer anonymously is so, so important. Don't associate your real name with the computer. And paying for it privately is another important part of the privacy puzzle. If you get into domain names, many people have those. Registering those anonymously is yet further protection, as is using security software to conceal your IP address, hence your location. And avoid using your true name while online. These, as well as protecting your computer backup system through a safe deposit box that's registered or not registered, in fact, could be even be anonymous if you know how to get that, along with doing some other things like just living anonymously will solve so many problems, and being very careful as you use public computers when it's necessary to do that as well.
Well, let's talk about some of that. Now, when you mentioned about registering your computer, what does that mean? Is that like when you first get the computer and you're filling out warranty cards, or?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't necessarily even fill the warranty card out, but that's some, that's everybody's own prerogative. But yes, you're going to have to, as I recall, mine is 4 or 5 years old, I believe, and as I recall, there is some registration that you're going to have to do, and it may be with the folks that own your operating system. As I recall, that is the only one. That and some other ones are, I think, optional as well. But if you do register that and give anybody your information, use an alternate name. I mean, it's perfectly legitimate to do that, and you need to do that. You do not want your real name associated with your computer from the time you walk into the store and until you walk out with it. And you don't want to use a credit card to buy it. I mean, you really want to do this and plan ahead to do this. Mm-hmm. This will serve you so well and solve so many potential problems that you could have down the road, because most people are going to keep their computers for 4 or 5 years. And by not having yourself associated with the computer, you will avoid having your true name and your true information taken from you.
Oh, that's important stuff, certainly. Well, that makes a lot of sense to me. Now, as far as the programs that hide your IP address, now, is that legal for you? I mean, I assume it is. You can buy them just about any software store.
Sure, that's legal. That's there's no problem with it being legal.
Oh, okay.
But the whole purpose of that, and it's really easy to use. You just have it installed as you would any other program. It's just a simple deal, and then you log on every day, and you know, you got to be careful and make sure the thing stays on. It'll give you various signals on if it happens to unhook or whatever, and you can monitor that very easy, but. For example, when you go onto a website, the one I have, it updates twice a day, and there's I think there's two separate IPs it uses during the course of a 24-hour period, so nobody ever knows if I'm even the same guy that comes back onto a site or something. Mm-hmm. So that's a protective measure. And many times when I get email on the website, for example, I see the IP address of where it came from, and that comes through in some other software we use to track, not to track anybody, but to just monitor and to track the progress of our advertising, for example.
Sure.
I never know who's behind that or anything like that, but we just track a number of things through that. So these things are available, but once in a while I'll see somebody that's got an IP address that you can't detect, and they'll have the referrer or meaning from where they came from, just be blank, or it'll be sometimes X'd out or something. And so I can always tell when somebody's in the know about privacy just by looking at the various latest visitors on the site.
That's a good point. Because I never really thought about it before, but yeah, now that you mention it, I have seen those things, and it's just a series of numbers and decimal points, I guess, but that's the IP address, right?
Right. It is. I think it's a configuration of, I don't know how many, maybe 10 to 13 or something of that nature. But you can recognize it because you'll usually have IP ahead of the numbers. So, but if you've got a security software in place, and that has to be configured with your browser, as I recall, you just really make yourself anonymous, and you cannot be found, as far as I know. I mean, I hope I'm right in saying that, but it's really a good protective measure.
Yeah, regardless. I mean, even if it's not foolproof, it's an additional obstacle to getting to keep people from you or your personal information.
Right, right. And, of course, it's a job to do all of these things, and I recognize that not everybody has the inclination.
Sure.
But this, in my opinion, the things that I covered, and as well as this security software, and I have no interest in saying this except for the interest of the listeners, but I think it's pretty important today to have a security software.
Well, gosh, I mean, everybody that I know of, for the most part, has a computer and access online. I mean, it's almost required for most jobs. So it is important that you have these things available to you. I guess maybe some other sort of computer security tips would be wonderful, if you don't mind. Obviously, people should always be cognizant of their employer and, the fact that for the most part, most employers, from what I understand, are required to keep files of instant messages as well as outgoing and incoming emails. You know, they monitor those things to find out if your time spent on the computer on their dime is being well served.
Right, and email and as well as the instant messaging, it takes up a lot of people's time. And really, I suppose, people, if they're paying, you have a right to do those kinds of monitoring. I wouldn't really fault people for doing that because everybody wants their people that they work for and their business to be as productive as possible. But my own belief in that is you should be careful with the email and especially careful with the chatting and the instant messaging. I really would take a stance on that I wouldn't participate in that very often.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I try to avoid those things as much as possible. As you know, I mean, I'm much better. I like the telephone much better than the email anyway. I don't check it every day regardless. But these are things that people should know about. And then as far as people hacking into your computer, is there anything else that someone should do to sort of protect themselves on a computer basis, I guess?
Well, the example you gave early on, I'm telling you, there's some really, if you want to call them talented people, they're certainly there. There's people, I mean, I've quizzed some experts about this, and they say that there's actually people that just live to do this, and they get such a thrill out of doing it. I mean, they're just holed up in their basements, and they're just developing these methods to get into your system. So, first of all, if you are anonymous, and you're not, your true name is not on your computer or on the registration or any of that, you've taken a big step, because even if they get into your computer, and then again, if you're careful with the things that you do online, even if you have, for example, a bank account or an investment account or something of that nature, if you follow the methods and the principles that I use, that won't be in your name anyway.
That's
so there's going to be a huge, huge obstacle here with somebody tapping into that. And then you get into passwords and you get into keywords.
Let
with
me,
your
I'm sorry, Grant.
Okay.
We have a break real quick.
Right.
Music quietly in the background. Folks, please stay with us back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio and our special guest, Grant Hall.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited you're here. Very excited our guest is here as well. Grant Hall, he's the author of the book Privacy Crisis, the website privacycrisis.com, and a lot of great information there. Be aware of our phone number in case you have your questions. Feel free to dial them in, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Grant Hall, welcome back, sir.
Thank you. Regarding the discussion we were having, it's going to depend on each individual in terms of what their needs are. However, everybody can operate anonymously as they do their online work. And that means that the bank account, if you use and access that online, should not be in your true name. It should be in a trust or another entity if it's a business account. So a trust if it's a personal account, and a business entity besides that if it's a business account. So with that in mind, there'll be a separate entity that you control, and that'll solve a lot of these problems we're talking about. So this security software will also help you a great deal, and then there's secure email that's that you can get this encrypted. A lot of foreign sites have free email that offers good encryption. Another one that does is called Hushmail. And also be careful what you send and what you say in your email. And the other final thought I had on the subject was it's a good idea to change your email every few years.
Oh, really?
I believe it is, because you see how they get corrupted? Like if you have it for a while, you get on everybody's list and they just simply run you to death. I mean, it's a job to, you know, delete them.
it really is. And, and this is coming from somebody I have about 7,700 unread emails.
Oh, no, I know.
Yeah, I'm bad.
Gee, I don't know what I would do if I had that many. But, I mean, I just notice that just after a while they just become out of hand. So.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, that's good advice. Now, the other thing in regards to computers, the FBI Carnivore program, now that's the one that sort of, I think it sort of trolls through emails looking for keywords and then sort of files them away. Unless that's I always get Echelon and Carnivore confused. Carnivore's the cyber one, correct?
Yes, I believe so. And that one is really, in my opinion, a real devil to deal with. They apparently go in and just monitor as they choose to monitor. And it's good to ask your internet service provider what their stance is on that particular predator, I would call it. Because many times there's the companies that will stand up and say, look, we're not going to let our customers be monitored. And there's others that, you know, they won't even tell you about it. So, and the other thing is, I forgot to cover this. This is very important. Here's the other thing. Even if Carnivore is out there monitoring the people that are receiving a Wi-Fi or a direct DSL line, if they don't know who you really are, what have they really got? Okay?
That's true.
So that means do everything anonymously. That means subscribe to your software programs anonymously. That means have a front entity in front of you so that you can't be identified when these people who have no business monitoring your email or you do that, then they actually have no trail to trace the real you.
That's excellent information, without a doubt. You know, I was on the computer just recently, Grant, and I was looking up one of my old college roommates, old friend, and I just, you know, I went around, did like the people search things, and, you know, even in Google and whatnot, it's very interesting because I was able to locate this person, and I haven't called him yet, but I was able to locate them, and not only was I able to do that, I was able to find out where they had lived all throughout, you know, their past life, which houses they lived in, what cities they lived in. Now, I presume is that those sort of cyber fingerprints, are those by way of, like, utility companies, or is that mail? How does that all get into the system? And is it easy, sort of, to sort of erase the past stuff? I mean, if somebody walked into this and they said, look, I'm in a privacy crisis and I need to start implementing all these procedures, would they be able to simply go back and change all that stuff or get that all taken care of, or would they simply be able to disappear from the day they start?
Well, anybody that reads Privacy Crisis will be able to disappear. And in order to break the trail of the various databases that have provided information to other databases and given a fingerprint. Are we on again?
We are. Another break. I apologize.
I'll just continue with this.
Okay. Folks, please stay with us. Another short interruption, but we'll be back in only 3 minutes with our special guest, Grant Hall. Check out the website while you're waiting, www.privacycrisis.com. And again, our phone number, 800-313-9443. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening, of course, to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio, and our special guest tonight is also the sponsor of this hour, Grant Hall, the author of the book Privacy Crisis. The website, privacycrisis.com. Now, you can get the book in ebook form there at their website. You can also get it in hardbound copy if you prefer. It's hardback and a fantastic reference book, really a must-have for any library, anybody who's interested in sort of securing themselves in every possible conceivable way. A lot of people leave this out simply because it's been an unknown entity. It has not been accessible to a lot of people, but now it can be. You can look for it used at Amazon.com. You can also order it over the phone if you don't have a computer at 702-433-6222. The book is Privacy Crisis, and the author with us tonight, Grant Hall. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you. Tracing people comes about from many sources, as you were mentioning. As you mentioned, utilities are a source. You've got any time you rent or buy a home, I mean, there's a record of that if you use your true name. And so what you've got out there is you've got a continuous trail of you unless you break that trail. And so with that in mind, we're talking about DMV databases have even given away information. You've got credit bureaus, which are the biggest source of permanent records, and they're supposed to do things right, but they're a private entity, and they use all the people that have credit, they use all those records to their advantage, and they've been abused in the past. So what people can do is they can begin to understand really what is occurring out there. I mean, you've got discount cards everywhere you turn, and people are trying to give you a few percent off of your grocery bill in exchange for your name and your records. And so it's really easily solved once one develops the right attitude. And the first attitude you have to develop is it's really nobody's business who you are, unless it's for official business, and it's nobody's business where you live and what kind of a communication system you choose to use. I mean, these things are pretty easily solved, frankly. You can, in the book, there's three different chapters on communication, your mail, your telephone, and your computer and internet privacy. So these are doable. I mean, with very little effort, you don't have to have a phone bill tied to your true name if you don't want to, and you don't have to be recognized as you use your computer, and you don't have to have your mail come to your door. And so when you accomplish these really easily accomplished privacy measures, you're really way ahead of the game. And let's don't get so involved in voice recognition and facial recognition and lose sight of the real big picture and the real important components of your privacy puzzle, which is to eliminate anybody from finding you and your computer and your telephone and your mail, having those particular parts be private, and keep what's really important in mind before we get into the really, really high-tech problems that so many people write about these days.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, so much of this is, honestly, is just a situation where a lot of common sense would help people out. And some may say, you know, you're thinking conspiratorially or in a paranoid fashion, but I just say it's exercising caution, you know, just some common sense things.
That's interesting you just said that. There was a girl that she wrote a piece on the book, and she used one of the words you just used. It wasn't entirely what I had hoped for, but I don't see it that way necessarily. I see it as really a good investment in protection of not only yourself but of your records and of your property. Mm-hmm. And so with that in mind, I mean, I suppose from the outside and to the person who's very comfortable in just giving a big bureaucrat all their information, then it may look like it's somewhat of a paranoid venture, but I don't see it that way at all. And I think for by and large, people in other parts of the world see it as I see it in many cases, because they don't have nearly as much government intervention as we do in the United States, for example.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And again, a lot of us have just sort of been swindled with the idea that these things are required. And many, many people don't ask the right questions. And I've talked to people, and we've mentioned this before, people who've said, you know, they'll go and apply or do something like that, and they'll be told by some entity, hey, we require this information. And the person will say, sure, happy to provide that. Just, if you don't mind, just pass me along a copy of the law that says I'm required to give this to you, or that you are required to need this for my business. And most times they'll just simply drop the issue. But how many people actually ask that question? And that's really the main thing, I think.
Yes, it really is the main thing, is to be aware and to be careful. Mm-hmm. I'm just amazed as I stand in lines, you know, whether it be banks or government offices or, you know, whether it be ground shipping types of lines or post offices and just any number of different lines, and I just watch the people just give away their information. I mean, I would never give an ID to any of those people.
No, No.
I mean, I just wouldn't do it. And, you know, as you operate as a private individual, you can do so much and never really harm or skirt any laws, certainly, mm-hmm. but through just the under the guise of company names, for example, or pseudonames. You can do all of that, and it's perfectly legitimate.
That's really the main thing here, is that this book, which is extraordinarily detailed, and as you've said many times, everything you need is in this book, honestly. It's almost 400 pages, and it's all in there. These things are easy to implement, and they are completely 100% legal in this country. They do not require you to move away or to have some sort of secret illegal sort of identity or nothing like that. This is very, very simple and easy to do. So... at least, you know, again, low-level security, just throwing up a few roadblocks from somebody that wants to snoop around in your business is very easy to do, I would imagine. And we've covered a lot of the basics before. And you mentioned this, utilize banks if you don't need to. You can cash checks at check cashing services. What about signing? Should your signatures be legible?
I don't think so. In fact, I prefer that they not be, if given the choice. In fact, I know we're all taught penmanship in school, and that's a good time to do that. But as you become, you know, older and you have a reason to make that into a camouflage signature, mm-hmm. then that really is a really fine tool for privacy, because what you do is if you, when in those cases when you do have to sign, you don't want it to be recognized. And that's the purpose of having an illegible signature.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think I failed penmanship anyway, so mine is virtually uncopyable, I would wager. But I agree with you, and my signature looks different every time I write it. What about faxes? You know, a lot of people would view, computers and say, well, I'd never send something via email, but I'll send a fax all day long.
Yeah, well, I believe one has to be careful when they use a computer, because you've got the same tracing system that you would have as you do other work on the computer. My favorite way of faxing when I do that is to use third-party faxes. That just means have a standalone, independent, either a nominee or a person that does office work that's off-site or something of that nature, or you can use one of the many public faxes, and those will be sufficient. And the reason for that, of course, is because you just avoid being traced to your location. This is imperative. This is the most important part of your privacy, is not having a link to where you actually sleep or where you actually do your business. And because when you have that covered, you accomplish so much and you avoid some of the catastrophes that we've spoken about on this show. And you covered last time, I believe we were on.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, this is very, very important. And people, even people who implement these things, they have situations come up where, you know, they're thankful. And again, we sourced one in the book last week where the individual that was mentioned was being followed and grateful that, you know, their license plate was not traced to their home address and so on and so forth. I mean, if somebody's looking to hassle you, they can do so fairly easily. It's not that hard to do this day and age where everything is digitized and everything is accessible on the internet. And sometimes just for a flat fee of, you know, $20 a month, you can access, you know, these files, credit histories, arrest reports, all sorts of things with people's information on there.
That's right, and I think most of the audience can identify with using an automobile. And the trick with the registration of an automobile to avoid being identified and being traced is to have the car registered in an entity besides yourself. I prefer using a trust after much study, and when you have a trust, which is just a paper document which has to have property, a beneficiary, and a grantor, you accomplish so much, because essentially what you do is you control the trust as the trustee, but the trust actually owns the automobile. This is not complicated at all. Just look at it as the car being owned by another entity which you control. But the real important part of this equation is to register the car properly with your Department of Motor Vehicles or other agency that handles that. And the key here is that you do not want your name associated with the title or on the registration so that you can avoid having anybody who might not have your best interest in mind from knowing who's driving that car as they run your license plates and have their buddy who's a PI say, hey, who is in this license XYZ CA 11? And he, of course, he owes him a favor, and so he comes back and say, oh, that's owned by, it's owned by the big blue, purple, yellow, wonderful, irrevocable trust. I have no idea what else. So that's what comes up in their screen when you do it right. But you've got to be careful, and the fine points are covered in this chapter, and that is, you have to be assertive and polite, and you have to make certain that the people that have the power to register this car for you put only what you need on the title and leave your name as trustee off. And also, when you communicate with them, you don't want to use your true name. You want to avoid doing that, but just use a trust name as well.
That's fantastic information. Now, what if someone wants to avoid, for example, the internet and fax machines, and they want to stick simply with snail mail? I've seen a lot of times people have received or sent packages that are labeled media mail. Well, here in our local post office, Grant, there's a sign that says all media mail subject to examination. And I've actually received packages in the mail that have been cut open and then taped shut with a little sticker thrown on that says this has been examined by, you know, whomever. This is obviously something that people might be concerned about in utilizing the U.S. Postal Service. Any suggestions for those people?
Well, really, that happens on occasion. I wasn't aware that was abused so much in the United States as you just described, but many times when I get packages from overseas, I have had that opened. The suggestions I would have would essentially be to, of course, just send as few of things as you have to through the mail, but also do not leave traces of the really important parts of your business and yourself in the mail if at all possible. And once again, if, for example, if there's a bank statement in the mail and it only has the XYZ KU trust as the name on it and it has an account number, what really does the person that steals your mail have except something that isn't going to do them any good? You see, if you're really anonymous and if you've really done it right, you will lose very little. And if they call the bank, well, you've got a password associated with that, and they can't break through that. So there you are.
Excellent, excellent information, my friend. Well, that's good stuff to know. And then, obviously, we talked a little bit about the cell phones and things like that. These are things that people can utilize fairly easily. Also, we've talked before about the prepaid credit cards, which, again, just like a computer is for the most part, and sometimes hand in hand, people need credit cards these days. Even if they're not actually spending any of the money, certainly just to secure a room reservation when they're going on a trip or secure something else, even if they want to pay it in cash, it's good to have. So you do have the prepaid credit cards where you can get them in any name whatsoever at all and use those in conjunction with simply reserving things, even if you don't buy anything. And if you do buy something, buy it in that fashion. It's a good way to protect yourself. I actually got an offer just recently, Grant, for that exact thing. They actually sent me the card, and they said, sure, just go ahead and throw some money on it here, and you can use this. And I said, well, that's great, except it's got my name on it. So snip, snip, that was the end of that.
Yeah.
but it's good to know that stuff is out there.
Yes, and the ones I'm thinking of, there's different levels of these, too, and you have to keep your eyes open and to get what you want. But these are debit cards, and as you explained, and you just essentially load those with cash at a retail store, usually, and that you get a credit within a very short period of time, and so you can use those as a debit card and debit from that. But it has either the MasterCard or the Visa logo on it, so it acts just like a credit card. And The ones I'm thinking of that are the most simple and the most readily available are just available in certain retail stores, mm-hmm. and sometimes they'll have a brand name on there. But when you register those, you put a name with those. So when somebody does a verification or whatever, it's got a name associated with that and an address. So. Well, I mean, when you're doing online purchases, for example, you don't want to have your true name and your true address associated with that. So that's the whole purpose here, is to protect yourself as you do the business that you have to do. And in terms of the anonymous cell phone, you can walk into any number of retail stores, and for $20, you can pick a phone right off of the rack and buy a card and load it with minutes, and you're in business. All you got to do is start dialing numbers, and it might be a little more expensive, but gee, I'm telling you, it is such a relief not to be traced with your telephone system. Yes. As you know, as you've seen in the book and you've seen through the news media, the government has monitored your email and stolen your information and cell phones. My gosh, I mean, they think it's their business to be able to trace you when you talk on a phone. I'm here to tell you it's not, and you shouldn't let them do it.
Amen, brother. Amen. Grant Hall, ladies and gentlemen, our guest here. And we'll try to squeeze in some calls here if you have any questions. I know a lot of people have called in periodically, Grant, through the time we've spent on the air. And while I know people have picked up the book, maybe they're reading it, they have some questions, now is a unique opportunity for you. 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 800-313-9443. Stay with us.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and I'm glad you're here as we conclude here hour number two. Keep in mind, it is brought to you courtesy of our great guest tonight, the author of the book Privacy Crisis, Identity Theft Prevention Plan, and Guide to Anonymous Living, Grant Hall. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have some calls, if you don't mind.
Oh, certainly. Let's do that.
All right, folks. 800-313-9443. Let's go to Roger in Pennsylvania. Welcome to the show, sir.
Yeah,
hi, Roger.
Yeah, thanks, gentlemen. Yeah, interestingly, the one fellow suggested that he was successfully able to get a bank account by threatening to sue for discrimination if they didn't issue him a non-interest-bearing account.
Wow.
And that way he didn't have to provide a Social Security or taxpayer ID numbers. Mm. Now, the Patriot Act, the Homeland Hitler bill, probably changed that, removed that exception, I'm guessing, there.
Mm. No, it didn't, Roger. It's not required to have a Social Security number on a bank account, but one must have some sort of a tax identifier on it, even a non-interest-bearing account. I don't care for the method that was used in your example. It seems like I've read about a case or two like that. I don't think that is necessarily the best approach. I think it's a better idea to convince people through your merits what you need and what you require for privacy. And in my experience, you might have to shop around a little bit, but you can find bank managers that really do want to do business with you if you prove to them that you're a good customer.
Well, what would be the theory under which you would have to supply an identifying number if you're not have no expectation or possibility of interest?
Well, I don't see why there'd be any reason, but they have that, first of all, in their policy. Every bank you'll find has that in their policy, and I believe that that is tied into the IRS code or agreement with the banks. Now, true, they're not going to be issuing interest. I believe the theory behind that is if the account were changed or something to generate interest, is what I believe I've heard in the past. So they have to have a number associated with that, but you can do really well in concealing yourself if you follow the methods that I write about. And that is, if you have another entity holding that bank account and you're only the signer, and if you're careful and do not have your personal Social Security number on that, which you are able to have done if you become skilled enough with people. I mean, this is key. You must work on your communication, and you must know what you need, and you must have the persistence to get what you require for your privacy. It is doable. I've done it, and I wouldn't write about it, and I wouldn't promise you that it can be done unless I'd done it. With that in mind, once you find somebody who will help you with that, you can be completely hidden from the account. Only your name will be on there, and that's hidden beneath the paperwork that is not going to come up in a search. Searches vary depending on the tools that are in the software. But you're going to escape that, and I've even got another remedy besides that. There's two different accounts that one could use if they were really, really wanting to be totally private. We call that the dual trust account principle. There's just so much I'd like to share with you, but we just have so little time. But trust me, this really, really, the anonymous banking is like the strong, my strong suit. It's my background. I'm very, very confident that it'll work for you.
Grant, would it be possible to ask you to hang over a little bit longer?
Yeah, sure, I can do that.
Okay, thank you so much. Folks, please stay with us. A quick legal identification, then we're back in about 90 seconds.
It's true. Gold and silver have been